Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Santana, Black Magic Woman. They did that at Woodstock in 68. Yeah. And still good. They, that point in time, oh, my God, yes. And Santana, last I heard, owned an Italian restaurant in Phoenix. Figured that out. Anyway, you know, at the time, their drummer, 17 years old.
Wow.
Yes. More talented than most of the drummers in the field at that time. And, you know, the 60s were phenomenal for many reasons, and that was one of them. That right there was one of them. Every single member of that group was extremely talented, you know, and you heard, what were those called? I want to call them timpanis, but I don't think they were the timpanis. The hand played, conical shaped, congas, yes, the congas. They had two conga players. That's the music, the drum music you were hearing at the end. Those were conga players. And they, if you could see their video, they were just flat going to town to play that. And I know people that spent, my ex was one of them, that spent I don't know how many hours trying to figure out how one drummer could do that. And after, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years, it finally dawned on him. There's two drummers. It's not one drummer doing it. It's two drummers. And it's like, this, my ex was a musician. Why did you, and it took him that long to figure that out. And I thought that was pretty cool. they really had it going on. They really had it going on. And, you know, they knew when it was time to quit.
Yeah.
You gotta know when it's time to quit. And they did. And they quit when they were still hot. That's why they're still popular today, because nobody remembers a decline.
True, yeah.
Nobody remembers them sounding bad. You know, so it's pretty great. It's pretty great. So we got that going. Okay. We got, oh boy, do we got good stuff today. I almost said something else, but I didn't, so it's good. the first one I'm going to play is one that I had for Thursday that I didn't get to. Try as I might, I had to play some other stuff too, John, but I promised to play this today. And so I'm going to just, this will be the first one out of the gate. And it's by, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, but I'm going to say it's Annika. And the name of the song is Japanese Boy.
Oh, lovely.
It is.
Now I find a sitting here on my
Now, that was a bit different, but it was really good. And
one.
I had heard it before. It's never been real mainstream, at least in the U.S., but I like it. You know? And that's the whole thing. When you keep, yes, and when you keep your mind open to different types of music, different kinds of music, and they started drilling that into us when we were in the second grade. They started exposing us to different kinds of music. Well, even before that, watch the Bugs Bunny cartoons. Mm-hmm. And the Looney Tunes cartoons. Classical music. That was my first exposure to classical music. I think that was a wonderful way to handle that. And when you expose children to more music and different kinds of music, that's going to develop their creativity. And they're not going to be stuck on one kind of music. They're going to have expanded their horizons. And, I mean, my horizons are still expanding. John's doing it to me all the time. And it's wonderful because you're ready to accept all kinds of music and realize that they're fantastic in different ways and for different reasons. And sure, there's still going to be stuff you don't like. There's always going to be stuff you don't like. That's fine. You can't expect that to not happen. And it's okay for it to be that way. But I have found that because of the way my music exposure started, it feels good to hear new music and to experience new music and to think, oh, wow, this is really cool because this is different and this is different, and that makes it really neat. That's one of those songs. You don't expect to hear that. When you think Japanese music, what do you think of? Anybody at all?
Well, I've eaten in a lot of Japanese restaurants, and that music plays there.
Yeah.
What do you think of?
You do think of those stringed instruments. Oh, man, I forget what they're called. But they're the Japanese stringed instruments that they teach the geishas how to play, and they accompany the other geishas. And when there's a dinner at a geisha house, they do the dance and the performances. That's the kind of music I normally think of when I think of Japanese music. That's the kind of music I normally think of. And it's this stringed instrument was in this song, that stringed instrument. Mm. And it was
I guess I'll think it's sake too.
Oh, yeah, but that's not music, honey. You might hear music,
but it's not music. I know.
Have you ever tasted sake? Oh,
sure.
My.
Well, what can you do, Hina? Hurry. It's rice liquor.
Oh, man. It tastes horrible. It's absolutely awful.
You have to require a taste for that. But.
And I never did.
I'll tell you what. It's a powerful drink.
It is. You know what's more powerful? A Chinese drink. There's a Chinese drink. And I worked for People to People International and got to send off a couple of delegations to China. That's the only way I know this is because the initiation for your first trip was to have to drink this god-awful concoction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they make.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they make it out of.
I don't remember
what they call it. The second I had to have my second drink, it just burned it right out of my skull.
Oh, gosh.
This stuff tastes... Oh, yeah. This stuff smells and tastes like dirty sport socks.
Oh, yuck.
After a full basketball game.
Oh, my word.
Honey, I kid you not. It is horrible. And the Chinese love it. The Chinese love it. They sent it to my boss as a gift because we were sending a delegation to China. And it's like, okay. And he says, it's okay, honey. You only have to take two shots just this one time. This is your first time, so you have to do it this time. You don't ever have to do it. He says, oh, thank you, God. It was awful. Oh, my gosh, it was awful. I've never had anything so horrible in my life. But there's just certain things you think of when you think of Japanese and Chinese. What do you think of when you think of Chinese music?
I think
okay.
of the gardens with the koi's and all that in the pond.
Yes, yes. But you know what I think of is the music that accompanies the kabuki dancers.
Kabuki dancers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's their theater where all of the dancers are male. Even the female parts are played by males. And the big, you know, the hair and the they do the makeup thing with the mean dragon faces and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I think of is that kind of music that accompanies the kabuki dancers. Or those... in Japan, they have those drummers that they take to this special place to live when they're small children and teaching them how to play these drums. And they mm-hmm. just, they whack on these things with their whole bodies. And then they're dancing while they're doing this. It's, if you've never seen that, you got to see that. I wish I could remember what it was called. But those are the things I think of when I think of Japanese music and Chinese music, because the traditional music of those countries is so much different than our music.
Mm-hmm.
We have sort of influenced what their pop music sounds like now. So there's still a difference, but not quite as much. But it's just interesting. Just, I guess that's what I'm really trying to, is just stay open. Stay mm-hmm. open to all kinds of music. And you can still not like something. That's okay. But don't say you don't like it before you've experienced it. That's what I'm trying to say. Because you could miss something really fantastic. You really could. All right. I'm going to play Sue's request.
Okay.
And it's an Elvis song. It's an Elvis song today. Do you remember what one it is, Sue? You don't have to remember. I'm just asking.
No, because I'm like you. I forget what I put in there, and then weeks pass, and I really forget.
You know how many songs I have in that from you? It's like, okay.
How many?
I have started, once I put them in the studio to play, I've started deleting them off of my request.
Oh, okay.
Because
good.
I can't keep
okay.
track of them. I can't keep track. There's so many. Yeah, don't send me any more till I catch up. I've got about 12 songs to catch
up.
Okay,
and I already have a list because do you know that I didn't know it until yesterday? Then I can hook up my phone to my TV to get YouTube.
Oh, really? You've got a smart
yes,
TV?
Yeah, and I have been watching some things, some biographies on E and some other things on YouTube too that have been very interesting. And
so much better on a bigger screen.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And
yeah.
This morning I was watching one earlier that Elvis, there was one titled Elvis and 100 Cadillacs that had given away.
Wow.
It was very
cool.
Interesting.
Totally
and gave
cool.
it to people too that I had never heard of before. And it was really,
oh, yeah.
really interesting segment.
Like that one lady he saw admiring the Lincoln at the dealership. And he asked her if she liked the car, and she said yes, and so he bought it for her.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He didn't know her from
mm-hmm.
Adam.
Nope.
But
no.
I thought I think that's that shows a very generous heart to where people are more important than money. And I love that, because that's my attitude.
Yeah.
People
and
are important than money.
He was also doing this in 76, you know, when
oh,
he
yeah.
wasn't too well.
He did it his whole life whenever he could, because it just people have it made him feel.
Well, wait a minute. Uh-oh, I get a message here. It says exaggerated.
Oh well, probably. What isn't exaggerated when it comes to Elvis? You know, tell me
well,
what isn't exaggerated. You know, but isn't it nice to think of it being that way? That's probably
well,
why it's
exaggerated. Well, I know he gave away many. How many? I don't know.
Oh, he did. He gave away houses and
all
kinds
of
stuff. All kinds of stuff. He probably doesn't even know. He probably didn't keep track of it. It wasn't important to him. So I think that's cool. Anyway, your request for today is, I'll never let you go, little darling.
You say we've reached the hour of parting. You say our dream of love is gone. But I could never live without you. So please don't leave me all alone. I'll never let you go, little darling. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I'll never let you go, little darling. Please don't try to say goodbye. The stars would tumble down beside me. The moon would hang its head and cry. My arms would never hold another. If you should ever say goodbye, I'll never let you go, little darling. I'll love you till the day I die. I'll never let you go, 'cause I love you. So please don't try to say goodbye.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, no kidding.
That ended up not being Elvis. And it's like, what the hey? Happened there? Yeah, and I'm checking it now. And I don't know what the hey. And that's not what I really wanted to say, but that's what I said, okay? And of course, once I put it in the show, I deleted it, so I can't even go back and check and find out what happened. But, bang! I'll have to fix that one or change that one or, yeah, you know, that's funky. The song was right, you know, the name of the song was right, but who did it wasn't right. So I'm just, I don't know what happened. I don't know if YouTube did it or the book was wrong or what went on, but I know I did tape in, copy in the link that was sent me, and it just turns out to not be Elvis. So I'm thinking YouTube muffed it, but I'll do it next time and we'll have it right. How's that?
Okay.
Someone seems to think it's a tiny Tim.
Yeah, it's his fault. He did it.
Yeah. It was Tiny Tim's fault. Yes, it was Tiny Tim's fault.
It was.
That's what you get. That's what, you know, that Tiny Tim, I mean, he gets right in there and he just mucks everything up, right?
Yeah, he gets around.
I know. And he's dead. Oh, my goodness gosh. Well, whatever happened, next show, I will do it over. And I will look it up and make sure that it's the right one and paste it in there. Because I don't know. I see, that's the whole thing is when you guys give me a link, make sure it's the right one, because if YouTube screwed it up, I don't check it. I just figure, oh, well, they did it. They've heard it. They know what it is. And if YouTube screwed it up, it ain't is.
Oh, gosh.
And they do muck things up. you know, they do muck things up. I just don't know if it was them or me this time, you know. I just don't remember having it in there from somebody else. But that's okay. We'll fix it. We'll fix it. It'll be right. And besides, we can hear the song. And that's okay.
Yes,
but now, now we really do need, we really, really, really need an Elvis song. Because now we're in withdrawal.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, we're in withdrawal now.
Okay.
And that hurts.
That's not good.
Okay, how about one John said? I know that's right. It's Animal Instinct.
Don't ever take your eyes off me, not even for a minute. Cause like a panther, I might pounce, and there'd be danger in it. I can be sneaky, fast as a snake. I strike like a cobra, make no mistake. Animal instinct. Don't think that I won't pin you down, no matter how you plead. I'm like a lion who's been caged, and you the meat I've needed. Watch out, I warn you, sharp as a hawk. I'm wild as a tiger.
Be on your guard. And if you look away, you know something's going to happen. So you kind of look back sideways out of the corner of your eye. And then duck. Or turn around and jump at him. Well, you know, it works. Yeah. Both ways work. It just depends. And I thought, you know, when I was listening to that yesterday, I thought, now, if he's on the prowl, and he's warning he's on the prowl, and you're supposed to be careful, well, what if you don't be careful on purpose?
True.
Yeah, see, those things happen all the time. If they don't, you're not playing the game right. Oh, yeah. All right, here's another one on sent. It's by a gal called Nicole. That's it. No last name, just Nicole. Mm-hmm. And it's called A Little Peace.
Just like a candle blown out in the wind, just like a bird that can no longer fly, I'm feeling that way sometimes. But then as I'm falling away, way down by the low. I picture a light at the end of the road, and closing my eyes I can see through the dark the dream that is in my heart. A little loving, a little giving, to build a dream for the world we live in. A little patience and understanding for our tomorrow. A little peace, a little sunshine, a sea of gladness to wash away all the tears of sadness. A little hoping, a little praying for our tomorrow. To the ground, there was no one below. So now I am helpless, alone with my song, just wishing the storm was gone. A little loving, a little giving, to build a dream for the world we live in. A little patience and understanding for our tomorrow. A little peace, a little a sea of gladness to wash away all the tears of sadness. A little hoping, a little praying for our tomorrow, a little peace. We are feathers on the breeze. Sing with me, my song of
that. Sometimes when you hear the music from artists that you don't know, you end up with some jewels in that music, some really good stuff, and you wonder why they never become a name. And there's lots of answers to that question, so we're not going to go into that, but some of these people are really, really good. I've got one that I'm going to play a little later. And it was a favorite from my childhood. I remember it on a little red vinyl, 78 RPM. And it's called Red River Valley. And the guy that does it is, and John sent this to me, he found this. The guy that does it is Michael Martin Murphy. Now, he was heard from quite regularly on the radio station about 7-8 years ago. And it's like, where did he go?
Yeah.
Why don't we hear from him anymore? Because he was good.
Yeah, so many like that, isn't there?
Promotion, manager, he pissed somebody off or whatever, you know? The things that you don't think would matter do. And it's a dirty shame because they don't go on the person's talent. They go on the deals, the management, they can get for what they give. You know, it's not based on talent. And that kind of sucks, you know, because you could be the most talented person in the world, and if you don't have the management and the deals rolling, it won't matter. It just won't matter. And that's sad. That's really sad, but that's the way it is. It's a game, and that's the way it is. Okay, Anne sent me a request.
Thank you.
And we're going to do that. It's Barry Manilow. And I know a lot of people go, oh, Barry Manilow, what the? Barry Manilow was good, guys.
He
was good.
He was
kind of a crooner, what we used to class a crooner, you know. That was Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. They were crooners. Well, Barry Manilow, I put Barry Manilow in that category. I don't know if anybody else ever did, but I do. This song's called Weekend in New England. Nice one. And we were outlining in the chat some of the nice songs that Barry Manilow did that just, they're kind of dreamy love songs, you know? Mandy. Yeah, with Mandy. And I can't Smile Without You. And this one. And there are so many more. I mean, you know, he put out how many albums? Gosh, I don't even know. But there's a lot of songs on those albums.
Yeah. You said that as well. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, here's a question. Whatever happened to Barry Manilow? We quit hearing from him. Or did he just get disgusted, or did he just decide to retire? Did he get tired? I mean, you know, whatever happened to Barry Manilow? Hmm. Interesting. Okay, Elvis song. John sent me a lot of great songs today, guys. Here's Echoes of Love.
Though you are gone, I still wear your ring. They're playing the song we used to sing. Echoes of love, echoes of love are coming to me out of the past. The letters you wrote, I treasure them so. And I hear your voice wherever I go. Echoes of love, echoes of love are coming to me out of the past. In the rustle of the breeze, in the patter of the rain, in the rushing of the seas, all I hear is your name. Come back, my love. And once you are near, darling, I know no more. Echoes of love, echoes of love, cause you'll be with me right in my heart. Echoes of love, echoes of love.
I love all these songs. It's fantastic. Okay, I got something for you guys. I got something for you.
Okay.
Now, this song was done for the sake of humor, okay? So I don't want any of y'all getting upset or feeling like you're being battered or anything else. This is for fun. This is funny because I laughed all the way through this song. I love this. It's a parody, okay? So, you know, it's a little sarcastic. It's a little bit wonky. I think you're going to love it. I really do. If I didn't think you were going to like it, I wouldn't play it, but I don't want any of y'all out there getting all freaked out, okay? This is for fun. Laugh at it. That's what it's done for, is to laugh at, okay? Because it is so funny. It is so hilarious. I love it.
Okay.
It's called, okay, imagine a Queen's Rhapsody, okay?
Yeah.
You know what their rhapsody's like, all right? Well, this is called the Menopause Rhapsody.
Oh, my.
And I can laugh at this because I already did this crap. It's all done. Here we go. It was easy for me. I didn't go through half this stuff, you know? Maybe hot flashes for a year. That was it. I didn't have any problem at all. So I can laugh at this real easy. But my sisters had a terrible time. My mama had a terrible time. And I know a lot of you all out there have had a terrible time or are having a terrible. This will give you something to laugh at. That's what this is for. Laugh at it because it is so funny. The Menopause Rhapsody.
Is this
no,
my
Lord.
New life? Irritability. Shutting down inside, I can't sleep and so is she. God's sweaty thighs, this is my demise, you see. Memory goes, mood is high, then it's low. Every day more hair grows where I don't want any to be. Poor me. Mama, it's menopause. No more children can be bred. Now my ovaries are dead. Mama, no, it's not much fun. I once was hot in quite a different way. Drama. I can't remember my plans for tomorrow, and my drive has all gone. My brain is feeling scattered. Too late, my prime has gone. Bones shrinking in my spine, body's aching all the time. Good night, no I won't sleep, just got to go. Gonna toss and turn and pee the whole night through. Hot potato, yes I am.
A hot flush is a shush. Go and open the window.
Thunderbolts and lightning, don't cross me on frightening sea.
All I say, oh, or you'll pay, oh.
Don't you
pay,
oh, don't you know
I'm gonna blow. I'm just a poor girl with a hot body.
She's just a poor girl, nauseous and clammy. Just give her chocolates and wine, let her be.
Magnesium for the bones, more pills for my hormones.
Hot flush, no, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
No, 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 no.
Menopause, menopause,
menopause, just let me go. This hellish cup turns a woman into wild banshee. Banshee.
So you think you can stop age and turn back time? So you think that your fountain of youth won't run dry? Oh, ladies, take it from me. Gonna get you, your time will
least no more and flow.
Okay, guys. Be truthful. Didn't you laugh
That's
all the way through
funny.
That? That's it's just
funny.
Hilarious. I love that. Give her chocolates and wine and leave her alone. Back away. Oh, that was so good. And you know, I got to rub it in a little bit, guys. I just sit here and I go, thank you, God, that I didn't have to do any of that stuff. It was wonderful. You know, hot flashes for maybe a year, and that was it. I was good. I love it. And
If a woman has a hysterectomy, do they still go through that?
Yes, right when they have the hysterectomy. And that's when, if they have it at a younger age, they will give them hormone replacement therapy to stave off menopause until later in life.
Which is not healthy.
No, it's not, because it can cause cancer and all kinds of good crap. But that's what they do to make, you know, kind of stabilize her. And then this is what they did with my sister, at any rate. They gave that to her, and it kind of stabilized her, and then they they withdrew it slowly, very slowly, so that when, by the time it was time for menopause, her body was ready for it, and it, you know, it was a natural thing at that point. But if you've got a hysterectomy at, say, 38, take my word for it, you don't want that person going through menopause at 38, because it's very volatile at that point in time. I had a sister-in-law that did that, and oh my God, everybody wanted to kill her. But, you know, hey, because she wouldn't take hormone replacement. And it was nasty. It was nasty. So, but yeah, they do go through that, because none of the hormone secreting stuff is there anymore. It's all gone. And so, yeah, they do go through menopause early. So it's just something else you got to be prepared for if you have to have a hysterectomy and you're still younger than 55, you know?
Yeah.
Geez. I did it. I went through menopause at 48. But I didn't have any of the problems. It was just like, okay, February, right after I turned 48, done, over. That was it. It was totally cool. I went, oh, this is what there is? Great, I can do this. It was fantastic. So it's just so different for everybody. You know, each person does a different route. And sometimes it's just not pretty. It's not fun. It's horrible. Other times it's like nothing. No big deal. Most of us fall in the middle range somewhere. Okay, that's enough of our biology lesson.
All right, well, let's toast to no menopause then.
That would be nice. That would be nice. And I have to say that for everybody else, because I ain't worrying about it anymore, and I never really had to. So, but I do feel for all of you out there that have had to do it and are looking forward to having to do it. There ain't nothing you can do about it, ladies. It's just part of being a woman. That's what's going to happen. So there you go. Just roll with the punches, you know? Just roll with the punches. It'll be okay. You just drink your what is that? There's an estrogen tea that helps with all that stuff. Black cohosh and elderberry, and not just drink your funny teas and you'll be fine. Because it really does help. It seems kind of strange, but it really does help. All right. I am going to play another Elvis song that John sent me, and this is so totally cool, because I'd only heard this a couple times before, even though I know it is associated with a movie and all that stuff. I just never paid much attention. But from 1963, I think I'm going to like it here.
B.O. Take one.
One, two, three.
much to worry, while they're all so happy and very clear. Every day siesta, every night fiesta, I think I'm gonna like it here. All this lovely scenery, more to it than greenery, you know a chance for romance is always near. Mission bells are ringing, everybody's singing, I think I'm gonna like it here. A sound of laughter from every doorway, sweet music floating across the square. It seems to say things are going your way. Your troubles like bubbles will soon disappear in the air. Down to my last peso, but I'm not afraid to say so. I feel just like a brave Spanish cavalier. I don't care where we go, lead on, mi amigo. I think I'm gonna like it here. I don't know. Your troubles like bubbles will soon disappear in the air. Down to my last peso, but I'm not afraid to say so. I feel just like a brave Spanish cavalier. I don't care where we go, lead on, mi amigo. I think I'm gonna like it here. I think I'm gonna like it here. I think I'm gonna like it here.
Hey, they had a great ending. I like that. That was pretty awesome. I always wait for the endings. I always wait for the endings just to see if I get to do it or not. See, it's not a have to do it anymore. It's a get to do it. I'm addicted. What can I tell you? I really am. I'm addicted. But it's a fun addiction, so it's okay. It's one of those that isn't going to hurt nobody, nowhere, no how. Like, that's okay. We can do that. Brandon sent me a request today.
That
was really, really awesome. Yes, he actually sent it yesterday, so he sent it in time to come on to the show. I was very, very pleased to see this. Bob Marley, which is, yeah, if you like the reggae and the soul, the island, yeah. Bob Marley, Soul Rebel.
Soul Rebel,
Right, there you go. Soul Rebel, Bob Marley. Yeah, and he's one of the few that sounds like that and actually made a name doing it. I think that was pretty cool. In the 60s. So, you know, hey, that was an accomplishment. I think that was a good accomplishment. All right, time for another Elvis song. Just because I go into withdrawal if I go too long without him, you know, it's just not something you want to do. That's all.
Definitely.
So here's another song that John sent me by Elvis. You Can Have Her. And this is the only time it was performed live on May 11th of 74. And it was an afternoon show. So they had him coming and going, I swear to God. So here you go. You can have hilarious. The ending is a little bit of a shock, but this is funny. This is funny. You guys remember Johnny Cash's song "A Boy Named Sue"?
Yes,
of course.
How can you forget it? Yeah, you can't forget that. Anyway, this is Johnny Cash doing a sequel called "The Father of a Boy Named Sue." Now, how John finds these, I don't know, but I hope he keeps doing it because this is hilarious. The Father of a Boy Named Sue.
Well, years ago, I sang a song called "A Boy Named Sue." That was all right and everything, except I started to think about it, and I thought, it's unfair. I'm looking at this thing from the poor kid's point of view. When I got more older and more fatherly, I began looking at things from the old man's point of view. I decided to give that man his due. Here we go. Well, I left home when the kid was three, and it sure felt good to be fancy free. I knew it wasn't the fatherly thing to do. But that kid kept screaming and throwing up and pissing in his pants till I'd had enough. Just for revenge, went and named him Sue. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I was getting drunk but getting by. Getting old, going from bad to worse. Went through the door with an awful scream, come the ugliest queen I've ever seen. He says, my name is Sue, how do you do? Then he hit me with his purse. This ain't the way he tells the tale, but he scratched my face with his fingernails. And he bit my thumb, kicked me with his high-heeled shoe. Well, I hit him in the nose and he started to cry. He threw some perfume in my eye. Sure ain't easy fighting with a boy named Sue. So I hit him in the head with a caneback chair, and he screamed, hey, Dad, you messed up my hair. He hit me in the navel, knocked out a piece of my lens. Well, he was spitting blood and I was spitting teeth, and we crashed through the wall and out into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the cream de mille. Shot by my very own son. He's screaming about Sigmund Freud and looking grim. So I thought fast and I told him some stuff, how I named him Sue just to make him tough. I guess he bought it, now I'm living with him. Yeah, he cooks and sews, he cleans up the place, he cuts my hair and he shaves my face, irons my shirts better than a daughter could do. And all those nights when I can't score, well, I shouldn't say anymore. Sure it's a joy to have a boy named Sue. Yeah, son is fun, but it's a joy to have a boy named Sue.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa, that's what I say. I dislike those songs. I do. Listen, that song got me in a lot of trouble and a lot of embarrassment.
Oh, well, you don't want to say anything about those if it's going to get you in trouble. That's okay.
Well, I'm telling you what, that was not something I wanted to hear, and throughout my life, and I heard it forever because that song was popular forever and ever and ever. And then people never forgot it.
Exactly.
But it brought on a lot of come-ons, too, because, you know, someone would say, you know, what is your name? And I would tell them, and they'd say, well, you certainly don't look like a boy named Sue. Look at those legs, and look at those thighs, and look at whatever. And it used to really embarrass me. But I got through it.
Yeah, you got through it to the point to where they don't tease you about it anymore. And that's a good thing. I'm sitting here fighting a sneeze, and I really don't want to sneeze. But, okay, I've got an Elvis, and I tell you guys, this Elvis song, perfect for Valentine's Day. It's just perfect for Valentine's Day. It puts joy in your heart and puts a smile on your face. So here is... Yeah, right. There it is. Okay, I found it.
Oh, gosh. You're on
the way
road.
I label these...
You're doing good.
Oh, my gosh. The way I label these songs sometimes, it's like, why did I do that? But anyway, this one's right. I just had the alphabet in my head wrong. That's all. Yeah, figure that one out. No, don't think about it. It'll hurt. Anyway, this song is absolutely 100% perfect for Valentine's Day. Because like I say, it's going to make a heart happy. It's going to put a smile on that face. It's perfect. Totally perfect. You do this song with a dance, a little champagne, couple of roses. A couple of roses is better than a dozen. Keep that in mind. It's cheaper, too. But, yeah. Elvis doing all right. Okay, you win. Not very long, but I love it. I totally love it. That was a live performance in September 24th of 1974. So, it's awesome. It's awesome. But just keep that in the back of your mind for Valentine's Day. Because it works. It really works. All right, time for Susan's request. I love this song. This song, oh, so super good. Robert Palmer. Now, do any of you guys know who Robert Palmer is, was?
Yeah.
Okay. If anybody watched General Hospital back in the 60s and 70s, they know who Robert Palmer is. He played a doc on General Hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why. There was another, I can see the guy's face, can't remember his name, but he was a singer too. And he was probably more popular as a singer than he was as the actor on General Hospital. So, hey, here you go. What, I don't know what it was about that show, but there you go. And I quit watching it, so, oh well. This is called Addicted to Love.
Thank you.
might as well face it. We just addicted to love. Oh, yeah. Do we care? Nope. Not one iota. Now, if you gotta have an addiction, that one ain't bad. That one ain't bad. So there you go. And the only logical song to follow that is Elvis doing One Night With You.
Wouldn't make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side, you dirty son. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong.
I like that. There's something about a good ending that just touches my soul. Oh, Lord help us. Okay, now that we've got that out of our systems for a while, a few minutes anyway, I've got one John sent me that I did not know that he did. Jerry Reed did Mule Skinner Blues, and that was always one of my favorites, long before the Dolly Parton version. I like the original, Mule Skinner Blues, with the yodeling in it and everything. It was so cool. It was so cool, and the crack of the whip, and, you know, little girls like strange things. What can I tell you? This is Jerry Reed doing Mule Skinner Blues.
Good morning to you, shine. Do you need a new Mule Skinner down on your new mud line? Hey, 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 gonna do a little bit of the Mule Skinner blues. Want me to bring you back? Bring me a pint of cold hard booze, yeah, and a John B. Stetson hat. How's that? Hey, 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 gonna do a little bit of the Mule Skinner blues.
got no damper. Woman, you better turn your pretty round. It's getting brown. Hey, go and do a little bit of the fuel skin of blue. Well, all right. Here come Chet Atkins. Jump on it, son.
Solo. That was pretty cool. Now, you all know who Chet Atkins is or was, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
Okay. Yes. He was, well, I should say one of the, but I'm tempted to say the top guitarist of the 50s
mm-hmm.
and early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You learned from Chet Atkins, you were in. That you know, that was just it. That was how it was. So that was really kind of cool. I really kind of liked that. That was really neat. All right, now I'm going to do something.
My husband had a Chet Atkins guitar.
Oh.
Ah.
It was red. It was red. Very pretty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I can't remember what kind of guitar Chet Atkins played when I was little. I knew at one time. I don't remember anymore. But that would have been a real popular guitar. I wonder how...
Well, it was an electric guitar that he had. So I'm not sure what Chet used, but...
No, Chet didn't have an electric,
that.
Honey. His was acoustic.
His was acoustic.
Yeah. And they set the microphone down in front of the soundboard to get sound amplified while he was performing. But, yeah... Chet Atkins was before electric guitars. Oh, my God. Did I say that? Woohoo! Okay. Well, all righty then. I was really little. I was about 5 or 6 years old. So, okay. That's all right. All right. I'm going to play. Remember I told you about that little red vinyl 78?
Yes. Okay.
The Red River Valley? Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to play, it's not that old of a recording, this particular one, because this one was done recently. It was done in the 90s. Well, no, maybe the 2010s, because Michael Martin Murphy hadn't been around that long. So this is Michael Martin Murphy. Lord knows where he went, but he was here for a while, and he's doing Red River Valley. We'll be right back.
our pathway wild. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember
why that was one of my favorites when I was 5-6 years old. But that's okay.
It was a very old song.
And the thing, it was old when I was little. But I think the deal is it was that red vinyl 78 record. That's what made it my favorite, because I could play that red vinyl record. Yeah, that had to have been it, right?
Exactly.
You know, well, you know this as well as I do, you guys. Little girls can be strange. Things can just take them and fly. Yeah, it's like, okay. All right. I have one. Now I have to remember, how did I put it in here? I think I know. Okay. This is another one that John sent me, and it is, there it is. Okay. I get so excited over small things. Okay. Oh, Jenny, what you just said. Never mind. Okay. This is a live performance at the 1975 April Fool's Day show. It's a dinner show that he did this and that. Take the ribbon from my hair.
Come and lay down by my side. You'll be early in the morning.
Every day, I loved Mickey Mouse Club. I was mad because I couldn't be a Mouseketeer. That's all right. I got over it. And it was probably okay since I didn't live in California, so that's all right. All right, here is a really fun one. You guys remember the song "You're in the Army Now"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, there you go. Well, here's Johnny Earl. Yeah, you're in the Army now. You won't get rich digging a ditch. You're in the Army now.
You're in the Army now. You're in the Army now. Marching all day long, from morning until dawn. My boots are shiny clean, and all my buckles gleam. You'll be a brand new man, 'cause you're in the Army now. Meeting all the other guys, our pants are filled with beans and pie. And after we done doing that, we'll all turn in and hit the sack. We go to sleep, we're feeling fine and chill.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
You're in the Army now. You're in the Army now. Listen to the call to come and do your own. My haircut's pretty short. There's one thing that you taught. You'll be a brand new man, 'cause you're in the Army now. Eating with the other guys, a box of little beans and pie. And after we done doing that, we'll all turn in and hit the sack. We go to sleep, we're feeling fine until
wakey, 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 rise and shine.
Marching all day long, from morning until dawn. My boots are shiny clean, and all my buckles gleam. You'll be a brand new man, 'cause you're in the Army now. You know the other guys are blessed up with the beans and pie. And after we done doing that, we'll all turn in and hit the sack. And we go to sleep, we're feeling fine and scared.
Rise and shine.
You're in the Army now, you're in the Army now. Well, you're in the Army now.
Love it. I love it. Johnny Earl did such a good job. He really did.
Right.
I love it. that is so fun. It's missing the words I learned, but he's
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. He's doing a non-traditional version, okay? He's doing the Johnny Earl version, and that's okay. That's okay, as long as we know what to expect, which, yeah, that works. That works. We got it. It's okay. All right. Oh, I've only got 14 minutes left. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Ah, catch a song by night. Let's go. Okay, okay, again, okay. Okay. I'm kind of stuck on that. All right, Elvis, such an easy question. I want an answer.
Do you or don't you love me?
Such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? Tell me, will you? Such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? All you do is a give a sigh and beat around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little push? Can you? Or can't you tell me? Yes, it's such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? Oh yeah, it's such an easy answer to such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer?
I love that. Well, you know, easy question maybe, but the answer is probably easy, just sometimes too shy to say. You know?
Excuse me.
The shys kind of get us once in a while, you know? Just once in a while. Not very often, but once in a while. The shys lost me some stuff when I was in grade school, so I kind of gave up being shy after a bit. It took a lot of years. You know what? It took a lot of years of growing and gaining self-confidence and telling my ex to go jump in the lake in order to gain the confidence to not be shy when you've got something to say.
Terrible.
So if I've got something to say, I say it. Maybe that's not so good. I don't know. That could be trouble sometimes, you know. So you got to be, I learned that you have to be judicious. You can't just say it because you want to say it. You have to weigh the pros and cons of what you're going to say and to whom. Yeah, there you go. If it's good, go ahead and say it. What the heck? Won't hurt nothing. I have one more request from Victoria. And Victoria, it was a good one. In fact, I already had it in the studio to play. So it was really kind of cool that she requested this song. This is Cher doing Half Breed.
People were ashamed of me. The Indians said that I was white.
That is a good song. And I have to apologize to you just a bit, Victoria, because the version you chose had a whole great big huge long visual introduction, and that just doesn't go well on radio. So I had to pick a different version that didn't have that 3 minutes up front, okay? But we got the song in. We did the song, and that's more important than a visual introduction, because that was the stage version that you chose, and this isn't visual, so, but we got it, so we're good. Okay. All right, I'm down to the point of having to say thank you for being here with me, Susan and Anne, and for sticking out the whole show. This is cool. I like it.
Hey, listen, Jenny, next show, maybe next Thursday, I had a dream a couple nights ago about Elvis, and I wanted to tell y'all about it today, but you were busy, and I didn't say anything until now, but maybe next Thursday show. It was a fun dream, and I think y'all would enjoy hearing it.
Yeah, sure. Write it down so you don't forget it, and yeah, we'll put that on Thursday. You betcha. Not a problem.
Okay.
I would have let you do it this time if you just kind of jumped in there and interrupted me, but, you know,
well,
you were polite.
Me about maybe. Well, no, go ahead and pursue what you're going to do. I'll just wait because it might take me about 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we don't have time now. It's too close to the end of the show, but, yeah, Thursday, sure, no problem. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Can't wait. I'm curious now. We're going to get inside Sue's head. You betcha.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to clean house, you know, get all the cobwebs out and everything before we come over, and have some cold iced tea and all that kind of thing, and then we'll go to your dream. You betcha. Oh, yeah. I got to clean out my fridge so I can put the iced tea in there. It's way too hot to not have iced tea. It's driving me nuts. Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you for being here. I hope you had fun. I did. I kind of lost track of myself a couple times, but that's all right. That's all right. I found my way back. Drop the breadcrumbs and don't let the birds eat them first, and you're okay, you know? That's from Hansel and Gretel, one of those childhood things that you learn. You drop marbles or something the birds aren't going to eat on you. So anyway, I have no idea where that came from. That, you know, hey, there it is. See, I've come to the conclusion that you can't be me and be shy, because it doesn't go together.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
No. So I'll be me and forget being shy. I like that better. So anyway, everybody, the chat was wonderful today. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brandon, for joining us. It was nice to have you around. And I hope y'all come back again tomorrow for the gospel show. Same time, same channel. And we'll do up some gospel music and just get our spirits full for the coming week, because Lord knows we need it right now. And we always enjoy it. It's always good songs, and we've already got some good ones lined up. So it is going to be a fantastic show. It's going to be a fantastic show. And I'll let you know what the theme of it is and everything tomorrow, but it'll be worth spending your time. It will. It will. And everybody out there who clicked on the links, yeah, it really will be. It will be, I promise. God will make it so. And everybody out there that clicked the links off of the groups, thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed it as well, and we'll come back tomorrow for the gospel show, because it's fun. It's the most fun church has ever been. I'll tell you that right now. And I'd much rather do this than go to an organized service. Why? Because they all say the same things, and you don't very often learn anything. The music is great, but there's not enough of it. There's just not enough of it. Okay, so we take care of that here. So, hey, come and join us tomorrow. And I hope you all enjoyed today. And I love you all. You know that. So
love you too, Jenny. Thank you, John, for all your songs too. Enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And as we go out, I'm going to sing a song. Or I'm going to sing a song. I'm not singing a song. No, not today, guys. No, never mind. I'm going to play a song by John Prine. And we lost him a few months ago to COVID. And he was, as John says, a very underrated singer-songwriter. Here is a song he did called I Remember Everything. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Good
night.
Good night.
All right. I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. And I remember every town and every hotel room, every song I ever sang on a guitar out of tune. I remember everything, things I can't forget, the way you turned and smiled on me on the night that we first met. And I remember every night your ocean eyes are blue, how I miss you in the morning light like roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before, alone as I can be, careful not to let my past go sneaking up on me. Got no future in my happiness, the regrets are very few. Sometimes a little tenderness was the best that I could do. I remember everything, things I can't forget, swimming pools of butterflies that slip right through the net. And I remember every night your ocean eyes are blue, how I miss you in the morning light like roses miss the dew. I miss you in the morning light like roses miss the dew.